This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Tuesday is now looming large on the horizon as we start to head into the weekend. But it is the Thursday edition, folks, which means really it's almost Friday. Yes, we're going to round up to Friday here at this point. But, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program here this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Welcome to everybody joining us. Welcome to everybody listening. Everybody on AM 860, The Answer. Everybody on AM 930. Everybody listening along the GCN network as well. We really appreciate the folks at GCN working very hard for the program as they distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And I'll tell you this, folks. Yeah, Super Tuesday is looming large. On the horizon as it's coming closer here to us. Now, what is that going to mean for Nikki Haley? And she's holding on at least through Super Tuesday. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens on Tuesday night if there's any kind of concession. Now, what does Nikki Haley have to do if she, you know, does not stay in the race, which I think would be the case. She does have, I think, a responsibility at this point to make sure that the Republican Party is going to coalesce around the nominee. Now, some people may not have wanted Donald Trump to be the nominee, but here's the thing. This is where it's all leading. It's all leading. I think it would, you know, this again is a very, very different kind of primary season than we've ever seen. It's not anti-democratic. It's not Trump attacking our democracy. It's not any of those kinds of things. It is the groundswell, literal groundswell of support for Donald Trump because the voters, I think majority of the voters, even Democrats, registered Democrats, not talking about the Democrat Party elite, but registered Democrats across the highways and byways and independents, they see the damage that has been done. They see, you know, the state of affairs that we're in right now, domestic policy, economic policy, economic state of affairs, foreign policy, the state of affairs in the world right now where we are literally on the brink of global conflict. You know, this isn't funny anymore. And I know I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. We're trying to be practical about this kind of stuff. So once again, we'll see what happens on Super Tuesday. Of course, we got Alabama, we got Arkansas, California is in there as well. All Californians received their mail-in ballot. You know, I got to tell you, I'm much more of the old school. I like to go to the polling place. You know, but you got to stand in line sometimes. Well, maybe you got to stand in line for a minute. But sometimes it's kind of fun, right, to engage in the one incredibly important thing that we as voters and citizens get to do. And sometimes I like to go out and see, you know, what the response is looking like, this kind of thing. So I typically, of course, will go to the polling place. And they're usually not very far away from my home, and so makes it very, very easy. I used to be in walking distance of one. There was a school nearby, and it used to always be that school, so you just walk right over. It was easy. But at any rate, we got Colorado, of course. We got Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia as well. And I think I mentioned Arkansas in there. So here we go. It's going to be Super Tuesday. And we will see what the results look like. All right. Well, we do have, of course, we do have a judge out there who's looking at or says basically the 14th Amendment applies to Donald Trump insofar as that he can't be on a primary ballot. Okay. So this is in Illinois. And you know, here we go again. Isn't this already in the pipeline to be, you know, decided by the Supreme Court? This is the same thing, basically, from the Colorado State Supreme Court. And, I mean, obviously, they're just trying to get on the action here, keep it going, I suppose. But the Supreme Court's going to make a ruling, and that ruling, I think, will affect any of these other kinds of decisions that are being made. And, of course, also, folks, we've also got Mitch McConnell, not the Mitch McConnell, but yes, well, I guess he's the Mitch McConnell, and he's stepping down in November. That is going to be, you know, it depends again how this all works out, but that would afford a new president, a newly minted President Trump, a returning President Trump, assuming he wins, the ability, I think, maybe to build a whole new thing going on in the Senate. And, of course, it begs the question, getting control of the Senate is also of the utmost importance. So as we look at this presidential election and as we look at the down-ticket voting, it's never been more important to increase the control in the House. Because right now it's, you know, completely – to say it's razor thin would be, you know, a ridiculous understatement. Obviously, having control of the Senate would also be crucial at this point. The likes of Charles Schumer and others, they have, you know, this is something that will continue to impede the ability to actually try to put right what the Biden administration has done over the last 3 years. And so these down-ticket voting options are going to be incredibly important. So there has to be some kind of synergy between what Trump is going to be talking about in the campaign and what others are going to be talking about. Now, Mitch McConnell is not leaving the Senate. He's just not going to be the minority leader or the leader of the GOP in the Senate, depending if they have the majority or not. But at any rate, maybe this does mean that a new day could dawn. But maybe it could dawn a little sooner than November. Maybe having someone else in the leadership role might be able to, I don't know, start to prime the pump a little bit. Maybe that would be something to think about. Folks, we are coming up to the first break here of the hour number two. Stay right there because we have so much more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have no chocolate chip ice cream.
Red sky tonight. Red sky tonight.
But I don't know what other kind of ice cream we have, but I know it's not chocolate chip, so I don't know that Joe Biden will be lurking around here anywhere anytime soon around this program, because we're just going to announce we have no chocolate chip ice cream. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition. We're very glad to be with you here on this leap year morning, by the way. The last time I checked, it's February the 29th. Here we are. It's here. It's you look around you. This is what it looks like. This is what it looks like every 4 years. Every 4 years, this is what it looks like. And we're in the middle of it. We're in the midst of it. But again, and that's 4 years. You know, something comes around every 4 years. It's pretty significant, right? Comes back around like clockwork. It's not Halley's Comet, but it is the presidential election, of course. Haley's Comet has a much longer period. What is it, 75 or 76 years, I think. But at any rate, folks, yeah, every 4 years, here we go again with the presidential election. Arguably, this one started very early on, and sometimes you can get a real fatigue about that out there among the electorate. But as I'm often saying here on the show, we seem to be in uncharted waters most of the time now, if not all the time. And especially when it comes to the way the last election went, the expectations that were there, the aftermath of that, and, of course, then the Grudge Match 24, which has now been, you know, in the promotion stage for almost the last 4 years at this point, and it looks like that's exactly what it's going to be. Now, I don't know when they're going to do the weigh-in, you know, or the promotional, press conference. They won't have that. I know that. They won't even have a debate. I don't know if over in Las Vegas, if they might be taking odds as to whether or not there would actually be a debate between Biden and Trump. I just don't see. And by the way, we don't need to give Joe Biden a cognitive test, says his doctors, at least according to Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room. You know, we don't need to give him a cognitive test. He takes one every day. Well, how about this? Fine. We will eliminate the request for a cognitive test, but just do a debate with Donald Trump. Just do one, you know? Oh, he would wipe the floor. Somebody, who said this the other day? I think it was a clip we had, or we were looking at in the show prep. I think it was on The View. Oh, he wiped the floor with Donald Trump in the debates before. He wiped the floor with them. That's right. And, of course, I don't think that happened at all. But they don't want Joe Biden to debate. There's just no way he could go and debate. Cognitive test or no. Because they know that Joe Biden will not be able to, I don't think anybody, but really at this point, I mean, let alone Donald Trump, you know, take Trump out of the equation, you know, let him go debate somebody else in an actual debate, not in a controlled interview, any of those kinds of things, nothing that would simply be a photo op or again, a highly controlled environment. You know, let it be, you know, because, in other words, we don't need a cognitive test. We can put to the test Karine Jean-Pierre and her sayings that the president does these things every day. He goes from subject to subject. He understands them at the granular level. Well, fine. That's great. Let's get into granular then, right? Let's not waste any more time. Let's get into granular. That sounds like an idea, but that idea is not going to happen anytime soon, folks. All right. So once again, the Supreme Court now is going to be taking a look at Trump's criminal immunity in an historic case, obviously. This from The Hill. Supreme Court on Wednesday agreed to take up the issue of whether former President Trump can criminally be prosecuted for his efforts to overturn his 2020 re-election loss, setting up a historic case that tests the limits of presidential immunity. The justice's order keeps Trump's January 6 criminal trial proceedings on hold for now, handing an initial blow to special counsel Jack Smith, but keeping alive a pathway for his prosecution to reach a jury before the 2024 presidential election, which would be, of course, exactly what the special prosecutor and others would love to see happen. Trump had urged the justices to slam the brakes on his trial and hold off on taking up his immunity claims on the merits until the former president exhausts his appeal options in a lower court. That process would have lasted weeks, if not months, and would have aided Trump in the further running out of the clock, thereby giving him a chance at returning to the White House and ending the prosecution before a jury could hear the case. Now, let's just say, you know, it's all going to be replete now with talking about the Supreme Court. Supreme Court's trying to help Trump. Supreme Court is stacked against the Democrats now. It's all about Trump and this kind of stuff. And that's exactly the argument that you'll be hearing. In fact, this from Breitbart, MSNBC anchor Rachel Maddow said Wednesday on All In, that's a program on there, I suppose, that the Supreme Court taking the case to decide whether former Donald Trump is immune, former President Donald Trump. I think that's an actual typo right there, whether former Donald Trump. He's still Donald Trump. He's the former president. Is immune from prosecution was a craven attempt to help the former president. Maddow said the cravenness of the court is evident in what they are doing in the placing here. You know, putting this off for 7 weeks and sitting on it for 2 weeks for no reason, obviously pushing all the cases that they can push to a point where Trump will be standing for election before any of us have heard the verdicts in any of those cases. Got it? It's the timing, she says. It's the idea that the immunity thing is an open question. It's a presidential immunity open question, she asks. What is the most famous pardon in American history? Gerald Ford pardoning Richard Nixon once he resigned and a former president. Why did Gerald Ford pardon him? As a result, occurring before his resignation as president of the meeting as a result of stuff he did while president. Quote, Richard Nixon has become liable to possible indictment and trial, and whether or not he is prosecuted depends on findings of the appropriate grand jury and discussion of the authorized prosecutor. Well, they were dealing with a lot of different things of Richard Nixon, and that would have also tested the limits of presidential immunity. However, I know for a fact that because Gerald Ford has said this, at least on one occasion that I recall in history here, Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon. He said, all I was ever doing after becoming president was dealing with Watergate. And he said there was no way that you could govern the country and do the things that needed to be done. And he wanted to stop that. And so that's why he issued that pardon, according to Gerald Ford. Others may have a different opinion overall, but that's what Gerald Ford said, as I recall. But, and I think he had some points there to it. But I don't know that the Watergate issue and Donald Trump making a speech, which many of these constitutional scholars like Jonathan Turley and others believe that seem to be a protected speech. You know, was it a great idea to go out and make the speech? That's a good question. Should he have done so? That's a great question. But if it's protected, and by the way, the last time I checked, don't other people challenge elections? Don't other people make claims about our elections? Well, Russia put Donald Trump in the Oval Office, basically. It's Russia, Russia, Russia. They colluded, and then they rigged the election, and Putin picked Trump, and on it goes. When in reality, now we know that he really would rather pick Hillary. And if Hillary had been elected, and somebody said, guess what, you're only there because Vladimir Putin wants you to be there, well, then you would have been laughed out of town. You would have been, you know, run out of town on a rail, basically. So, but again, I think what Madoff's probably upset about is that if they find that presidential immunity does apply, well, then that will turn all this off to some degree. But at the same time, if they do say, no, you know, you can be tried for all this and so forth, well, wouldn't that play right into the hands of the far left? Then what are they going to say about the Supreme Court? So, you know, you tell me, is the Supreme Court illegitimate, or are they doing the right thing, or are they for democracy, are they against democracy, are they helping Trump take over our democracy? And, you know, make up your mind. Make up your mind. All right, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, everybody. Thursday edition, the Leap Year edition.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday on the Senate floor he's stepping down from his GOP leadership position in November.
Now it's 2024. I'm now 82.
McConnell said he will remain in his role until the November elections and will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden told House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of propagating innuendo and disregarding evidence in their investigation. Chrysler is recalling more than 338,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees. It's due to a steering wheel problem that could result in the wheel coming loose and potentially cause drivers to lose control of the vehicle and crash. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And the leap year edition as well. Boy, we're going to have to wait 4 years to say that again, aren't we? It's the leap year edition. But, you know, here's a funny, by the way, Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Good friend of mine, we were talking about the fact that it was the, you know, the end of the month is coming and we had to get a couple of things done for the end of the month. And I said, well, you know, we have an extra day. And this is why my friend is so much smarter than I am. And they said, well, actually, it's a shorter month. So we really don't have any. It's not like we have extra day. We actually have still less days than we typically would have. And I said, you're exactly right about that. So, yes, we'll take the extra day in February. But yet it is still. Yes, it is less than a typical month might be. So I don't know. Maybe that's we'll just call that government math or something like that. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. And yeah, 4 years from now we'll be saying it's leap year. That'll be pretty cool. And again, we have so much more to tell you about and talk about. Before we get, I want to talk a little bit about Hunter Biden as well. And then next segment, we've got another great song lined up. We'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as well. We'll be talking to Denise about a lot of these other political issues as well. But something caught my eye in the break. And I saw this, and I brought it up, and I said, okay, well, what's all this about? And basically what it is, it's an opinion piece that is in Newsweek, and it says Joe Biden should endorse Governor Gretchen Whitmer and then step aside. This is the author's idea. His name is Dan Perry. So he starts off basically in Chicago in 1968 amid toxic national divisions. On a sweltering August day, Democrat Party leaders chose someone other than the sitting president as their nominee. By following Lyndon Johnson's example of stepping aside and endorsing Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in this year's election, President Joe Biden could save the country as the country that he loves and has served faithfully for 5 decades. So you know where this is going. I mean, come on. Another Donald Trump, see, this is what caught my eye. That's why I wanted to share this with you. Another Donald Trump presidency would be a global disaster. Trump is a criminal defendant who will destroy NATO, encourage China and Russia to harm our allies, mutate the U.S. into an authoritarian country by continuing to sabotage democracy and use the government as a tool for his enrichment. Are you getting all, are you writing this down? Are you absolutely, you hear what this is saying here? Yet despite the risks, here we go, folks. Despite the risks, polls suggest Biden's age gives Trump a decent chance of winning in November. Oh, goodness gracious me. The polls suggest that because of his age, that this is what would happen. So it looks like, folks, that, again, I think they're starting to really scrape the bottom of the barrel here. Donald Trump's presidency would be a global disaster. He's a criminal defendant. Well, by the way, don't forget, we're going to be talking about Hunter Biden. And what happened, the question that Comer has, that James Comer has, is where did they get the millions of dollars? And why did they get, how did they, well, you know, they have the bank statements and so forth, but what did they do for that money? That's a darn good question. We file that under the darn good question filing cabinet, right? That's a darn good question. But again, here we go down this laundry list. It's going to be a global disaster. He's going to destroy NATO. He's not going to destroy NATO. There is a difference between telling NATO countries to pay up and in the vernacular to, you know, say, look, you know, well, if you don't pay up and, you know, I don't care what's going to happen and so forth. That's, you know, that's a modality of doing business and showing how serious. I really would not subscribe to the idea that suddenly if you were president of the United States and there was a there was an actual attack in Europe and something was happening that we're going to war, we would not leave our allies high and dry. I think this has a lot to do with, again, how Trump is able to communicate to people. I just don't know that, you know, he would single-handedly go out and destroy NATO. It's not in our best interest to go out and single-handedly destroy NATO. But, of course, he would encourage China and Russia to harm our allies. He would encourage them to do that. He would mutate the U.S. into an authoritarian country by continuing to sabotage democracy, you know, and use the government as a tool for his enrichment. But you little people out there, I guess according to this paragraph, the little people are only concerned about Biden's age, and so you're just going to let this happen. So I guess the only solution is to put Gretchen Whitmer in there, and then she can protect democracy. By the way, there's a lady running for Congress in my area, and all we ever do is see her commercials. And one of the things she's going to do, she's very staunch about abortion, but also she's going to protect our democracy from the extremists. And, you know, I always think that's so rich to say stuff like that. you know, because this is part and parcel of dividing the country to the point where it could never really be put back together. Once you go down this road that, you know, we are the sole party of our democracy and everybody else is, you know, suspect in that sense, well, that's not a good place for them to be. But also you hear stuff like that typically when people say to themselves, well, you know what, our constitutional rights are important, but Donald Trump, you know, you just bring Trump into the mix, that just sort of vacates all the other stuff we ever talk about how we have our rights and we have due process and we have all this other stuff, because Trump, it just negates all that. And I don't know what is the evidence that Trump would create an authoritarian country? If anything, who's trying to create an authoritarian country? Whose ideological decision-making matrix actually has the ultimate agenda to create an authoritarian country? Well, just ask yourself that question. I think it's a really darn good question. We'll file that away in the darn good question filing cabinet drawer. That's what we're going to do. So I'm not going to continue here with this particular opinion piece, although only to tell you this next line because it's really perfect. Biden is perfectly capable of making good decisions and on his worst day is infinitely more reliable a steward than the con man, Trump. So you didn't know that, folks, did you? He's a con man. He has successfully shepherded post-pandemic economic recovery. He's helped Ukraine to thwart Russian President Vladimir Putin's imperial visions. Last time I checked, Ukraine wasn't doing so well, but at the same time, why didn't Joe Biden give them enough to stop it in one fell swoop? Why is this going on at the subsistence level? And why did Putin invade in the first place? Why did Hamas feel that they could attack Israel the way that they did? We're trying to stop the Houthis? Can Joe Biden come up with a wise decision on how to stop the Houthis once and for all? Can he do that for us? You know, it seems to me that everything was actually kind of okay when Trump left office, but now when Biden came in, it looks to me like we got this huge problem, the world's catching on fire, the economy's not doing great, people are, looking to make ends meet almost any way that they can, and our adversaries seem to be more emboldened than ever. So you tell me what kind of huge problem we're going to have if Donald Trump gets elected president, or I think it's actually a worse problem if Joe Biden were to continue as president. And the whole idea of Gretchen Whitmer, well, let's not even get started on that. We can only take so much, right? Okay, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We've got another great song. We'll talk to Denise Simon. We're cruising through this leap year edition, Thursday edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You want to send us a direct message? See you on the other side of the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, Thursday edition. And we are cruising through the Thursday slash leap year edition. And so it's going to take us another 4 years to say leap year edition. We will see. I can imagine the things that might transpire between now and 4 years from now. And, of course, what's going to transpire right now is that we've got another great song to play for you here this morning to keep you moving through the morning, whatever it is that you're doing, wherever you are, whatever is happening. And last hour we had a great song, we had that by request, of course, from listener Joan up in Seattle. And this hour, we've got another great song kind of going along the theme that we started developing yesterday, because Tony in Tampa, we love to hear from Tony, had mentioned, he loves to hear the Motown songs. And so we had a couple of different Motown songs yesterday morning here on the show. And we have some that, where we come back from commercial with, so that's kind of cool. But this one, this is going to be kind of a crossover, because 16 years after this was a big hit for the Supremes, I believe, this particular song was re-recorded covered, basically, by Phil Collins on his album Hello, I Must Be Going. And it goes a little something like this. It's a song called You Can't Hurry Love. Here we go. Everybody, You Can't Hurry Love, a great cover of the classic 1966 hit You Can't Hurry Love, Motown. And so yeah, a little bit of crossover there. We got Phil Collins, and hopefully Phil Collins is doing better than he was. He was not doing so very well because of some injuries and nerve issues, to where he could not even hold the drumsticks any longer. The final tour with Genesis, I was kind of bittersweet, I think, with Bill kind of being incapacitated. His son played drums, as I understand, but still in all, Phil Collins could just do no wrong. during his tenure, there's just no doubt about that. All right, well, folks, welcome back to the program. In just a few moments, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Driver Ron in Denver is asking about the Texas Panhandle fires, and it looks like he was saying, I think in one of the news segments that came up, talking about possible effects in a place called Borger, Texas, that they may need to be ready to evacuate. We're looking to see if there's anything on that. I'm not finding it directly yet, but we'll keep looking as we go through the morning here. But looking at the fire map, let's look where the Smokehouse Fire is. There's another place called the Windy Deuce Fire, and it looks like that's on either side of Borger at this point, and Borger there along Highway 136. So we'll keep looking and see if there's any particular update or if there's a particular specific evacuation order for that area. But there have been many different evacuations that have been called for, of course, and we'll keep looking for that. And, yes, this is a very, very terrible thing that's happening for our friends in Texas, and our thoughts and prayers are absolutely with them, and we'll continue to keep you updated as best as we can. Well, folks, time now to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
It is a terrible thing that's happening in Texas.
In Texas, yes. Awful.
It is awful, absolutely. And
only almost a million acres.
Right, right. And again, you know, the wind just will take the fire where it will go. And we have some experience here in Southern California because of the Santa Ana winds. But there's so much open space here and so forth. They're just, I can't imagine trying to get a hold on this.
Yeah, and I would argue that livestock is another thing. I mean, where do you put livestock? I mean, you can evacuate people, but where do you put livestock?
Indeed. Yeah, if you can get to them in time and get them on the trucks or whatever, I mean, yeah, this is could be a...
Yeah, but if you've got somebody that's got 200,000 head of cattle...
Yes, yeah, where are you going to take them? And how do you move them? Yeah, exactly. That's just terrible. Very, 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 very sad indeed. We'll keep looking to see what kind of updates we get throughout the morning here. Well, you know, Denise, obviously there's a lot to talk about this morning, but what do you think about Mitch McConnell? You know, what does this mean? Is this anticipating Trump is probably going to win? What do you think? I mean,
I don't think it has anything to do with Trump.
Okay.
He has not been very popular here lately, certainly because of this most recent Senate immigration bill, funding bill, whatever you want to call it, or not call it. and then he has some health issues. But today, or yesterday, was a very strange day to do it. Why yesterday? I guess... You know, why hold on until November? I mean,
That's my question. It seems like, you know, you could really maybe get something else started here, or at least set the stage for what the GOP might be able to accomplish, given the idea that they could get control of the Senate, you know, if you didn't have Mitch McConnell with all this baggage that he has.
Well, he has some baggage, but I will also tell you, for an awful lot of years, he was very good. Let's not forget what he did for the country on the Supreme Court. You know, he prevented Merrick Garland, thank God, and, you know, gave us essentially three other judges, if you will. So I think that is one of the biggest parts of his legacy.
Oh, agreed. Absolutely. But I do think that in recent times here, it's been much more problematic, it seems.
Sure.
Yeah. And so that's why, again, you know, having some kind of unity, some kind of unified message, a unified purpose moving forward, it's going to be a long haul. I mean, this is an uphill climb for Donald Trump, no matter what the economy looks like, you know, no matter all those things. So every little bit helps, basically.
Well, I don't want John Cornyn to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
Barrasso or Thune would be a better choice.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Barrasso.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We're coming up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're going to come right back with Denise Simon after your top of the hour news. I'll warn with you, hour number two now in the books.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.